You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Kids and Gigs is an initiative aimed at providing live music experiences to at-risk youth. Kids involved in the initiative have been able to see multiple live acts, including Snoop Dogg, Fat Freddy's Drop, and Ed Sheeran. I spoke to Youth Coordinator Sarah Candler about the Kids and Gigs initiative.
Begin by asking if you could just tell us a little bit about the mahi that Kids and Gigs does.
So Kids and Gigs is an initiative I started up a couple of years ago now because I noticed that the young people that I support in West Auckland have a massive passion for music but don't get to go to gigs because of usually that the ticket cost is prohibitive for them because they're from tend to be from vulnerable backgrounds. So the idea was to reach out to people and to enable people to get to gigs who otherwise couldn't afford to.
What kind of events have you been able to take kids to as a result of the work that Kids and Gigs does?
We've been to lots of gigs, and it's partly through the fund and it's partly through nagging favours of kind promoters. A wonderful guy called Toby came on board really early and invited us along to Snoop Dogg. And the Snoop Dogg was the first one that we went to, and the kids actually got to meet him and gift some of their artwork, which was just mind-blowingly unbelievable for them. We've been to Wu-Tang Clan, we've been to 50 Cent. Fat Freddy's Drop invited us along to the Morningside gig last year. We've been to Ed Sheeran, lots of gigs. Sometimes we get one or two tickets. Sometimes a promoter will give us a few more. But yeah, the fund is the main focus at the moment.
I wanted to ask as well, do you have a favourite memory of one of the events that you've been to with Kids and Gigs? Was there a particular thing that stands out?
Absolutely. I usually get the kids to express, or if they're able to write me some feedback. And the feedback has been really mind-blowing. The impact is far deeper than I had realised, particularly the aspect of inclusivity, because our kids, the kids I look after, they're not in mainstream education. They tend to have slipped through the gaps a lot. So when they are included in wonderful things like live music, it helps them socially, it helps them feel like they're a positive member of society. It helps their mental health issues and well-being. We've got kids on the autism spectrum who have extreme anxiety, who've learnt to chill in a crowd and enjoy themselves. One of my real special moments was with a really young couple, teenagers who have a baby. They're very young. They have a baby. They neither had ever been to a gig before. And they got to go into the VIP experience at Snoop. And I remember just turning around to look at these guys in the dark at the gig. And one of them whispered to me, I have to pinch myself that this is real, that my first ever gig is VIP at Snoop. Yeah, just absolutely beautiful.
And I just wanted to wrap up by asking you where people can go if they want to help support Kids and Gigs.
Absolutely. If you just Google Kids and Gigs, and it will take you to a Give a Little page. It's got last year's fund, which is closed now. It will guide you to a new one that's open. And I tell people this all the time, even if it's $2, please do it, because it makes a difference to some really, really deserving and vulnerable young people. Makes a massive difference.
That was Youth Support Coordinator Sarah Candler speaking about her initiative, Kids and Gigs. If you want to donate to Kids and Gigs, you can find their Give a Little page if you search up Kids and Gigs, KIDSNGIGS.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.